Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. If you would like a Bible, you can give me a call at 574-703-7779. And leave your information, your name and address, and I'll send you one, a Hebrew Bible in English. All right, let me go into the program. We're in Genesis. We're at Bereshith, or Genesis, chapter 24, and it goes to say, by now Abraham was old, advanced in years, and good had blessed Abraham in everything. Abraham said to the servant who had served him the longest, who was in charge of all he owned, put your hand under my thigh, because I want you to swear by Adonai, God of heaven, God of earth, that you will not choose a wife for my son from among the women of Canaanite, among whom I am living, but that you will go to my homeland, to my kinsmen, to choose a wife for my son, Yitzchak. The servant replied, suppose the woman isn't willing to follow me to this land. Must I bring your son back to the land from which you came? Abraham said to him, see to it that you don't bring my son back there. Good, the God of heaven, who took me away from my father's house and away from the land I was born in, who spoke to me and swore to me, I will give this land to your descendants. He will send his angel ahead of you, and you are to bring a wife for my son from there. But if the woman is unwilling to follow you, then you are to release from your obligation under my oath. Just don't bring my son back there. The servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning the matter. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and all kinds of gifts from his master, got out, went to Aram Naharaim, to Nahor's city. Toward evening, when the women got out to draw water, he had the camels kneel down outside the city by the well. He said, good God of my master Abraham, please let me succeed today and show your grace to my master Abraham. Here I am standing by the spring as the daughters of the townsfolk come out to draw water. I will say to one of the girls, please lower your jug so that I can drink. If she answers, yes, drink, I will water your camels as well, then let her be the one you intend for your servant Yitzchak. This is how I will know that you have shown grace to my master. So even Abraham's servant had faith and trust in God. He goes to say, before he had finished speaking, Rivkah, the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, came out with her jug on her shoulder. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin, never having had sexual relations with any man. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came out. The servant ran to meet her and said, please give me a sip of water from your jug to drink. Drink, my lord, she replied, and immediately lowered her jug onto her arm and let him drink. Lord, she replied, and when she was through letting him drink, she said, I will also draw water for your camels until they have drunk their fill. She quickly emptied her jug into the trough, then ran again to the well to draw water, and kept on drawing water for all his camels. The man gazed at her in silence, waiting to find out whether Good had made his trip successful or not. When the camels were done drinking, the man took a gold nose ring weighing 1/5 of an ounce and 2 gold bracelets weighing 4 ounces, and asked, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered, "I am the daughter of Bitiel, the son of Milcah, born in Achor," adding, "We have plenty of straw and fodder and room for staying overnight." The man bowed his head and prostrated himself before Good. Then he said, "Blessed be Good, God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his faithful love for my master, because Good has guided me to the house of my master's kinsman." The girl ran off and told her brother household what had happened. Rivkah had a brother named Laban. When he saw the nose ring and the bracelet on his sister's wrist beside, and when he heard his sister Rivkah report of what the man had said to her, he ran out to the spring and found the man standing there by the camels. "Come on in," he said, "you whom Good has blessed. Why are you standing outside when I have made room in the house and prepared a place for the camels?" So the man went inside, and while the camels were being unloaded and provided straw and fodder, water was brought from him for him to wash his feet and the feet of the men with him. But when a meal was set before him, he said, "I won't eat until I say what I have to say." Laban said, "Speak." He said, "I am Abram's servant. Good has greatly blessed my master so that he has grown wealthy. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female slaves, camels and donkeys. Sarai, my master's wife, bore my master a son when she was old, and he has given him everything he has. My master made me swear, saying, 'You are not to choose a wife for my son from among the women of Canaanite, among whom I am living. Rather, you are to go to my father's house, to my kinsmen, to choose a wife for my son.' I said to my master, 'Suppose the woman isn't willing to follow me. Abram answered me, Good, in whose presence I live, will send his angel with you to make your trip successful. And you ought to pick a wife for my son from my kinsmen in my father's house. This will release you from your obligation under my oath. But if when you come to my kinsmen they refuse to give her to you, this too will release you from my oath.' So the day I came to the spring and said, 'Good God of my master Abraham, if you are causing my trip to succeed in its purpose, then here I am standing by the spring. I will say to one of the girls coming out to draw water, "Let me have a sip of water from your jug." If she answers, 'Yes, drink," I will water your camels as well. Then let her be the woman you intend for my master's son." And even before I had finished speaking to my heart, there came Rivkah going out with her jug on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew water. When I said to her, "Please let me have a drink," she immediately lowered the jug from her shoulder and said, "Drink and I will water your camels as well." So I drank and she had the camels drink too. I asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" And she answered, "The daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him." Then I put the ring on her nose and the bracelet on her wrist, bowed my head, prostrated myself before Good, and blessed Good, God of my master Abraham, for having led me in the right way to obtain my master's brother, granddaughter for his son. So this shows the power of good in producing a miracle, and lets us know that good can hear our prayers. So now if you people intend to show grace and truth to my master, tell me. But if not, tell me so I can turn elsewhere. Laban and Bethuel replied, since this comes from good, we can't say anything to you either bad or good. Rivkah is here in front of you. Take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife, as good has said. When Abraham's servant heard what they said, he prostrated himself on the ground to good. Then the servant brought out silver and gold jewelry, together with clothing, and gave them to Rivkah. He also gave valuable gifts to her brother and mother. He and his men then ate and drank and stayed the night. In the morning they got up and he said, send me off to my master. Her brother and mother said, let the girl stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that she will go. He answered them, don't delay me since good has made my trip successful, but let me go back to my master. They said, we will call the girl and see what she says. They called Rivkah and asked her, will you go with this man? And she replied, I will. So they sent their sister Rivkah away with her nurse, Abram's servant and his men. They blessed Rivkah with these words, our sister, may you be the mother of millions, and may your descendants possess the cities of those who hate them. Then Rivkah and her maids mounted the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rivkah and went on his way. Meanwhile, Yitzchak, one evening after coming along the road from Beer Lacharoi, he was living in the Negev, went out walking in the field, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rivkah, too, looked up, and when she saw Yitzchak, she quickly dismounted the camel. She said to the servant, who is this man walking in the field to meet us? When the servant replied, it is my master, she took a veil and covered herself. The servant told Yitzchak everything he had done. Then Yitzchak brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rivkah. This is how they formed wives back then without a ritual traditional marriage, just the taking of the virgin, you're considered married. And she became his wife, and he loved her. Thus was Yitzchak comfort for the loss of his mother. That is my reading of the scriptures today. So we see here, if we have faith in good, good produces a miracle for us. And if we pray to him, we'll receive. If it's within his laws or his will, good will produce a miracle for us or answer our prayers. All right. Now we'll go through the vocabulary. Our first word is okar, and it means devoured. Our next word is akla. It means devour, eat food, meat. Our next word is arcane. It means nevertheless, surely. Our next word is akar. It means curve. Our next word is ikef. It means stroke. Our next word is ikkar. It means to dig. Our next word is Akshof, and it's a place in Palestine. Our next word is Al. It means nor, not, nothing. Our next word is Ailey. It means power, strong, these or those. Our next word is Eli can also mean about, according to, among us, for, at, because. Our next word is Elah, and it means Elah. Our next word is El Beth El, given to the consecrated spot by Jacob. The title given to the consecrated spot by Jacob. Our next word is El Gabish, and it means great hail, which is what we're having tonight here in South Bend. Our next word is Algumim, and it means algum trees. Our next word is Eldad, and it means God has loved. Our next word is Eldashwa, and it means God of knowledge. That is it for my vocabulary reading. And I'm going to say a prayer for you guys, and you guys have a good night. Good, I petition you that you open the hearts of the brothers and sisters. Give them in their heart the will to come forward and learn your word, to read the Bible and study your word, the Hebrew Bible, and to learn of your the original teachings that were taught of the scrolls. I pray that you give them the means and sustenance to do so. And I pray that you watch over and guide and direct their steps in that path. And I pray this in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua, amen.